up in the sky. Look, it's captivating. It's energizing. It's Alliance's Heroes. Alliances is the destination for entrepreneurs, investors, CEOs, inventors, leaders, celebrities, and startups, where our heroes in business align. Now, here's your host flying in, David Kogan, founder of Alliances.
Oh, that's right, and we've got a show again. It just keeps getting better. Incredible. I know I say it almost every week, but it's true, and those of you that are huge fans know that we learned so much from these heroes. They weren't just planted there, right? It's all about their story and how they got there, and later on in the show, we're going to have Bruce Bochy. That's right. He is the manager for the San Francisco Giants baseball team. And later on, John Allpaw. He was a former CMO with PetSmart. And wait till you see what he is launching. Huge news. And later on, too, we're going to have the co-founder of Keeper Security, protecting more than 13 million customers. But let's go ahead and let's get started with our first hero. And by the way, thank you for the feedback that we got with the co-founder of Barnana, Nick Ingersoll. Man, what incredible feedback we got. So who doesn't like to party? That's right. Well, our next hero is the founder and CEO of a company that has clothes that like to party. Now, how does that even take place, right? Well, the company is Shinesty. And we have Chris White with us, and you can reach him at shinesty.com. That's A-S-H-I-N-E-S-T-Y.com. And, of course, we'll have the link at alliances.com. Now, Chris, how did you come up with something like this? In fact, actually, let's start with this, because there might be some people that aren't familiar with Shinesty. How can they recognize when somebody is wearing Shinesty?
That's a good question. I think you could recognize it by saying, wow, that person looks absolutely ridiculous or outrageous or hilarious or any of the other adjectives that would describe something like that would probably be your best bet. Anytime you see someone wearing something really out of the ordinary, it's most likely Shinesty.
But describe it for our listeners what you mean by outrageous or unusual and stuff. And we're talking about really incredible stuff. In fact, you can see it pretty much a mile away when somebody's wearing it.
Yeah, bright, loud, printed products that would fit for really any theme, social event, music festival, really any time you're out having fun with your friends. So for us, some of our most popular products are printed suits. So imagine a suit with American flags all over it. We make some crazy Speedos. So Speedos with wolf faces on them, huge oversized sunglasses that your grandma would wear, but colored up to look like, to give them an 80s flair. So things of that nature.
And I think what's really cool about it is that when you see someone wearing it, you never forget, because it's not your all black, all gray type color suits.
Definitely not. Everything we do is loud and is intended to make a statement.
What's one of the most popular items, though, that you're selling now?
Definitely one of the most popular items for us right now is our underwear. And so we make underwear with faces on the, you know, important part of the underwear, if you can get my drift. So we have faces like eagle faces or snake faces or puppy faces, so that it kind of gives you that little surprise when you take your pants off. They're pretty hilarious to look at.
All right, so speaking of underwear, Chris, how do you come up with the idea then to create something that's really non-existent, where it's got these wild patterns, these really cool things? I think you even have one right of a video game or something of that on one of the suits. Is that right?
Yeah. No, in terms of our ideation process, I'm not sure I can say it exactly on the radio. Just kidding. We have a lot of creative people, and we have creative people from all areas of life, from a lot of different diverse backgrounds, and we come up with ideas that we think would make our friends laugh. That's really like the impetus for a lot of the products that we're making or the products that we're carrying on our website. It's, hey, is this a product that would catch someone's eye on a social news feed on Instagram or Snapchat or Facebook? And number two, is this something that's entertaining first? And if that is the case, then it's usually a product that we think is viable for Shinesty.
Totally cool. And we're talking with Chris White. Yeah, he's the founder and CEO of Shinesty.com. You can reach him at shinesty.com. Or, of course, we'll have it on our website, Alliances. That's E-L-I-A-N-C-E-S-T-Y. CES.com, the only place where entrepreneurs align. Make sure you go to alliances.com. Check us out. We've got many events and stuff going on. And we're talking with Chris White, Shinesty.com. You got to check out his website. I'm at it right now, and it's just crazy with all these different suits and colors that you have. I mean, everything stands out. You want to make a statement, you've got to go there. So tell us about, you know, one of the things important about business is always evolving to the next thing. What's your huge announcement of what you're going to be doing next with Shinesty?
Yeah, one of the cool new projects that we're working on for this year is what we're calling Shinesty Customs. And for the last 3 years since we started the business, we've had a ton of people asking us, like, hey, I love this suit that I'm wearing for 4th of July or for Christmas, but, you know, I want one with my business logo on it, or I want one with my rec soccer team's logo on it, or I want one with my church group or my country club on it. And up until now, it's kind of been impossible. But what we've done is over the last 6 months, we've been working on leveraging our supply chain and creating the ability to do one-off or one or two pieces at a time, single individual digitally printed suits. So with that, we're opening that up quietly and rolling that out slowly, but giving companies or churches or country clubs or sports teams, really any affiliation groups, the ability to have a really cool standout piece of merchandise and piece of apparel that can really show off what it is that the affinity group that they're trying to showcase.
And your company was also featured on an MTV documentary and comedy. Tell us about that, and how did that even come to be?
Yeah, we filmed what MTV calls a docu-comedy. That's what I tell people when I'm trying to impress them. So it's basically a reality TV show about Shinesty, about kind of the people behind the brand. It came about, a producer actually was a customer of Shinesty's. He kind of had an experience with the brand. He was like, wow, this is ridiculous. I want to find out more. I want to find out who's behind it. He came out and met us and met kind of some of the young people that work for us and thought it would make it for entertaining TV. And so we agreed to film a 6-episode kind of docu-short series for them, which we did last year, and it aired at the end of last summer. On MTV, which was definitely an interesting experience. I don't know that I'll get another chance to make a reality TV show, so I'm glad we did it, and it was fun, and it's been good for the brand.
Breaking into the clothing industry is extremely difficult, and we've got a little less than a minute left. And you got a lot of people that, you know, go to fashion school, and they want to be able to break into the industry like you can. What a couple secrets that you could share with them to be able to lead the path to be able to do that? And again, something that is so competitive and you're making waves.
Yeah, I would say the biggest thing is like find a niche that you really like personally. Because if you're not working on a project that you really enjoy personally, then you're never going to be able to put enough work into it to be successful, because it is really competitive and it is really hard. So find something that you personally enjoy. And then the second piece of advice would be talk to as many people as you can. Get that in people's hands. Talk to them. Designers inherently, you know, I don't think that designers are the end-all be-all. So you should find a niche and find something that's super interesting that you like, and then talk to customers. Get in people's hands, make adjustments, and then start selling it.
Well, Chris, you definitely inject fun into life and look at the business world with fresh eyes, perspective, and incredible drive. That's a hero. Chris White, Shinesty. You can reach him at shinesty.com. David Kogan with the Alliances. And when we return, Bruce Bochy. That's right, the manager with the San Francisco Giants baseball team.